Friday morning. But actually could only find 5 copies of it. Well, that's a bit odd. The other 15 copies being further down in the box that I brought. So I thought I'd get the copies printed off if I had to before I handed it out. But essentially this is really just a tool or an aid, I suppose. Also brings about a level of awareness to Swedenborg's terminology in referring to different levels within the word. Okay? Now, the levels that we're used to, the most common ones are what's called celestial, spiritual, and natural. So these terms were settled upon over a period of time. Okay, so there are a lot of interchangeable terms, so you need to be aware of that when you're reading particular parts of the Arcana in particular, where these terms refer to, just so that you don't confuse them. The later works, or the works after the Arcana, pretty much deal with things in terms of celestial, spiritual, and natural. So just on the left-hand side of your diagram, you can see those levels of meaning. Celestial sense deals with the Lord's glorification. So a lot of that is you'll find in the Arcana Celestia, the material dealing with the Book of Genesis is this deals largely with the Lord's glorification, although celestial sense becomes more established as you go along. Spiritual sense deals with our regeneration, okay? And the literal sense, or the natural, is the literal meaning that can be drawn from the words of the text.
Can I quibble?
You can quibble all you like.
I have a long-standing issue with, and you may be covering this because it's there at the top, the difference between the literal sense and the sense of the letter. Okay, now you've written here, and I'll be brief, you've written here, literal sense is the literal meaning of the words of the text. I understand that, but that to me is the letter, okay? Words on page. The literal sense to me is another sense of relationship with the word in terms of meaning rather than language.
Okay, so
and the literal sense is like, no, the letter is like our physical body per se. It's material, it's flesh and blood.
Okay.
The literal sense, for me, the analogy I use, or the correspondence perhaps, is our physical senses, which help us to appreciate, through having physical senses like sight, taste and all the others, the world around us. Now, it's still close to our body, but it's not the body, it's our appreciation of the world around us. So that the literal sense, to me, when you say Swedenborg, when Swedenborg says, you know, the literal sense is the container and so on of the whole of the word, the literal sense to me is our, if you like, one way of putting it would be our emotional, affectional response to what we're reading, rather than just reading that, you know, Abram went to Haran.
Yep, sure.
Okay, and that distinction, I think, is important.
Okay, appreciate that. I think it's a good point. And I think that is how you take it in terms of once you get a handle on the bigger picture of the theology. But there is a definite use of terminology has a specific, that Swedenborg uses it in places in a specific way, but then becomes more and more general as things develop. It's just being, and so it's just about being aware of that, of that fact. So,
So by the literal, where you've got the three arrows, by literal you also mean natural, right? Because you said the most common terms were celestial, spiritual, natural.
Yeah.
And the rest is literal.
Yeah.
I know I'm being literal, but...
Yeah, that's right. So, for example, a good example is that if you go to the centre, the red circle there, you'll see that... at the bottom part of that circle, you have spiritual sense and celestial sense crossing over those boundaries. Mm-hmm. Now, in those references given there, what the spiritual sense is, say, meant on the left-hand side, where spiritual sense is written, he's actually meaning all of what is internal. Mm-hmm. So he's using that term to define both the spiritual, what we would normally call the spiritual and the celestial sense. He's generalised, it just said spirit. He also calls both the celestial sense when he's referring to it. So, where you get those crossovers, that's what's related there. Also, the internal sense. So, those three terms in different places are used to mean exactly the same thing. So just sticking with the red. So also in there you've got the highest internal sense, or the highest sense is used to refer just to specifically to what we'd normally term celestial, and also inmost is another term that's used. Then coming out into the blue area, if you go to the top there, the term the relative internal sense. Okay, so again, also termed not so often, but often enough, the representative sense and the middle sense. Okay, and then right on the boundary between what is spiritual, between the blue and the grey area, the spiritual and the natural sort of level, you have three terms there: the relative sense, as opposed to that relative internal sense at the top. So the relative sense, the representative historical sense, and the internal historical sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that realm there has to do with, and a really good example of it would be, in terms of its literal sense, the apocalypse revealed. The way the apocalypse revealed is discussed in terms of, on a surface level, what it seems to be about is basically Catholic and Protestant churches. That's sort of this internal historical sense. It still has a very strong historical element to it, but it's looking more internally than just the historical aspect in the natural world, if you like.
So that's why it's more outer than the relative internal sense,
yeah,
which is about our regeneration.
I just encourage you, if you can, in your own time, to sort of look up the references, because that'll give you the best kind of sense.
Can I add one thing? And that is that the the internal historical sense, this coverage in terms of and language of how mankind has progressed since the very first people, is in a lot of Swedenborg, but it's also, if you look at other books, collateral books as they're called, particularly the older ones, you often find, and I understand it, you often find a lot of spiritual meanings and correspondences couched in that internal historical sense, because they didn't really have a psychology of inner activity. Mm-hmm. But later ones, like Van Dusen and others, are very much in the spiritual sense, in terms of the personal states and things.
Yeah.
But if you go to a lot of collateral books, and you know that it's written in the internal historical sense, in terms of the representative of the Jewish church, blah blah blah, and you look at that and internalise it, the same processes apply. So you don't have to say, oh, this doesn't help me, because it's only the language which is different.
Yeah, that's great. And then in that outer circle, quite a range of different terms that are used there. The full term, according, and by the way, this is from William Winch, and what he does in his book, which is referenced just at the very bottom there on the right-hand side. So what he does it in terms of words, language, and I've taken what he has said and put it into this diagram, a diagrammatic form, so that's what that is. He says that the full term is the sense of the letter of the word. That's what he regards as the full term, and he defines it as scripture as it stands or reads, or the meaning nearest to the words. And then you have these, the shortened form is along at the top there, the letter, the sense of the letter, the literal sense. But it also has these, less frequently, the external sense, the historical sense, the historical sense of the letter, the external historical sense, the ultimate sense, as in the most external sense, and the natural sense.
So. Yes, we did need this diagram, thank you.
Yes. I remember being in a minister's meeting in England, and one of the guest ministers who came along, it might have been a seminar, just threw into the conversation the 27 levels of meaning within the word. I thought, oh, so, yeah, you know, that, and it was, I don't know, he must have gone through and really categorised those in a, you know, quite an amazing list.
Wish I'd been there.
I mean, he didn't go any further with it. He just threw that in. You know.
Well, there's 26 on here if you count them up. So.
And 27, I can sort of understand it because 3 times 3 times 3.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there you go. Very good. So that's that diagram. So probably you know, folding it and putting it in the front of your copy of the AC is
a good for a
place to keep it.
Volume.
Take it out every now and then.
There's some spares here. I'm sure you could take 12.
You're going to hand out something on the writing as well, isn't it?
Or stick it on the wall and throw darts at it.
Yeah, I spend hours.
I love the way the red one, looking at it, it sits up. It's got a 3D dimension.
It does.
Right.
That's
the wedding
cake.
It's really a picture.